Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Try and Catch Me That and Trendy. That is courtesy of Hussein. I am Jack. That is Miles. And that is also super producer and bachelor correspondent, Anna Hosnier.
Hi, Jack. Yeah, I am down here at the mansion in Palm Springs. And by mansion, I mean the La Quinta Resort.
Oh, we love it. We love it. We love it. How's the weather?
600 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, people are melting away.
Now that's some global warming I like.
Anna, there was a Bachelor Bachelorette episode last week that I was surprised to see was trending, was like the number one thing trending the day after the election, like height of election intrigue. And you got mad at me for being surprised that that was trending. And then you explained what happened to me, and I understood.
Yeah, you had a stroke.
I did have a stroke. I did say, yes, the election no longer matters to me. that's why my brain doesn't work anymore. But can you explain, just tell the story of what happened on The Bachelorette?
Let me just say, this is the most dramatic season of The Bachelorette yet. I'm gunning for Chris Harrison's job.
So congratulations, kind of you broke The Bachelor.
Did yes. you write a book? Did you write a romance book?
Yes, it's called Horny for the Horns.
And, horny and in my home office.
So basically what happened, Claire Crawley, The Bachelorette for this season, within 10 seconds of meeting Dale, one of the contestants, fell in love and said, and truly 10 seconds. Later, we found out she Instagram stalked him and fell in love in the process of stalking him. So, hey guys, don't ever say you can't fall in love through stalking.
Oh, wow.
So, wait,
she did the thing guys where they do?
Okay, guys, slow down. Slow down.
Fall
come
in
on,
love
guys,
with an Instagram account? I'm sorry. We got to go. Hold on. Hold on. So, you're saying it's possible for a lady to fall in love with you based on your Instagram?
Yeah, after stalking you.
Got to do push ups.
It was like based on a single message he left about his mom who had passed.
Well, it was a series of things. Like, they both have, her mom is currently dying, like in a care center that she can't visit her because of COVID. Her father died. And so she, and her, Dale lost his mom, and he also takes care of his sister who's in a care facility. So there's a lot of like things they can bond over. So she saw that, oh, this guy's caring. He's there for his family. You know, he's kind of has experienced the same things as I. So she already was interested. She was like, hello. But the case was she could not for the life of her focus on anyone else. Like, she just loved Dale. Like, she knew, like, you know what, let's be real, it's Dale. And proceeded to shade all the other men, you know, not purposefully, but just her behavior and her love for Dale was blinding her to the fact that she was kind of disregarding all these other guys who flew out and like put their lives on hold and quarantined for her. So yeah, that was last week's episode. Timing a little suspicious because they were quick to pull out that next bachelorette, Tayshia. Very quick. You know, like within seconds, they're like, and we have a new bachelorette, which is like begs the question of like, wait, were y'all trying to get rid of Claire this whole time? Like, what is going on? The timing suspicious. I don't know if it's filming, but it's strange. Tayshia is a biracial woman, the new bachelorette, technically considered this. She's, I believe, Latinx of some, I don't know exactly where, and then also her father's black, so she's biracial, but basically the second black bachelorette we've ever had, which is huge in this country. That's huge. But I thought it was so amazing for them to air this episode on Thursday night last week, the week of the election, because they, one, Dale is black. Like, they brought in, there's an interracial couple getting engaged in front of all these viewers, and then they bring in a black bachelorette, which is huge to me because it's like there's so much that you would have never seen in the past. And on top of that, Bachelor Nation, like, a lot of them are racist. Like, that's right. Just the way it is. Like, there was so much backlash to this like diversity campaign that people were going through to get Bachelor to like pay attention and like acknowledge what they've done all these years, which is like disregard people of color. And so I thought it was necessary. It's like you're in the middle of an election week where people are literally saying like 50% of America basically voted for like, you know, a white supremacist.
Yeah.
Evil man. That I was like, yeah, watch this happen. Your favorite show is moving on and you need to as well. Like, look at this light. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to see. Tayshia is I love Tayshia. Also, she's like chill and cool as fuck. I mean, like, beyond being like beautiful, oh, just gorgeous, like, she's fucking cool. Like, it's like you've never had someone who's going from Claire who's like I have to find love, like, to like hey, what's up, I'm Tayshia. Like, it's such a different vibe. But she's, you know, honestly, I sometimes think like they should have just made her bachelorette to begin with. But I just thought it was exciting.
They made her the bachelorette like three episodes in after being like, ooh, we made a big mistake.
Yeah, I guess. But also, I don't know. Like, Claire is Claire. Like, she's literally her story of her parents meeting, which kind of explains a lot about her, is her dad met her mom once, just once. And then he hitchhiked across America and proposed to her after like 3 weeks. And then they got married. And so that's her basis of like how relationships work. And it's like, those are your parents. It's probably like the depression. Like, if a man proposed to you, you're kind of like, well, he'll take care of me, you know? Like, well, it's her parents who are like, you know, like very, like, it's a different time. So that makes sense that maybe that relationship worked out. But like now it's like, you know, you can go slow. Like, you can really get to know this guy. You can still get engaged a lot, like at the end of the road, but like, you don't have to force it now. And the other thing is, it's because she's 39 and there's this huge emphasis on how old she is, even though she's not old at all. Like, it's just like, they're like, you old bitch,
propose,
get married
to me before I die of old age.
Yeah, it's like, you are in your prime, honey. You're okay. But, gorgeous episode to watch. And it was just good TV and to take your mind off, like, a week where you were just didn't know what was going to happen. It was very needed. And this week's episode, last night, we had our first episode with Tayshia as the bachelorette, and good times.
And is it still the same dudes who were in the Claire episode?
Well, they gave them the option. They said, we're bringing in a new bachelorette. They didn't tell them who. And they were like, you stay or you go. If you stay, you find out, you get another chance. And to me, it was interesting because a lot of them were like, pivot, you know, yeah, fuck Claire, bye. But then there was like one who ended up leaving because he just was like, I just, he claims he fell in love with Claire as well. And I'm like, I don't know if he fell in love or if you're just stuck in a bubble where you're not allowed to have a phone or TV or anything. So you're just right. like fixated. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, they brought in four new guys who they claim have. That's another thing. It's like you just had four guys like locked away, ready to go. These guys, have they seen to. Light, sunlight?
Dick on deck. Dick on deck.
Dick well, on that's deck. Apparently the case because they just whipped them out like no big deal. Not, sorry, I mean like whipped them out like that. But I mean like they just like pulled up these guys and were like, and we have four other guys. So total, she gets 20 guys to choose from. Okay. I mean, we'll see how it goes.
I was going to say that the whole like rhythm of this one where she's just like, yeah, three, like right away, I know I'm in love with this one dude is kind of like puts, I don't know, it makes it almost seem more authentic because that was always one of the things that I was skeptical about is that like they all seem to fall in love on the same timeline with like the same number of dates and stuff.
Right.
Which just makes it feel inauthentic to me. So the fact that she was just like, no, this is, I already know, like right away was like kind of cool. But then the fact that he was like, yep, and me too. I also know, and I, will you marry me? Well, that's, wild.
You're conditioned to do that. And also if you're like, you know what the game is when you go in, like you, this show's been on for 20 plus seasons. Like, you know, what's up. Also, again, you're mentally conditioned to know nothing else for a while. I think you do slowly start to become like unraveled in that sense of like, well, what do I, you know, I have nothing to focus on, but this person that they keep parading in front of me, you know, like right. you just start to become infatuated. And I don't know exactly what feelings are actually love and what's just like this kind of like true, like infatuation and lust for this person that you can't, it's just like right outside your reach because you can go on dates with them, but then they take you away and it's like you get to kiss, but then you get pulled away and it's so much like built up inside you. I mean, sometimes it works out. Sometimes, I mean, mostly it doesn't.
It sounds very culty, like the way that all your friends are like, focused
about,
on the
Jack.
Same person and like,
I don't know what you're
the same
about.
Goal. And all anyone talks about is that one dear
I'm
leader.
I'm closer to leader. I yeah. know, sir.
That's not how it works. You just take a vow. It's fine.
All right. Well, while we're talking about romance, let's talk about China. Where Singles Day is going down for real. 11-11 is...
Everybody's benefiting from it. Yeah, most, yeah. Like, a lot of online retailers are, you know, like you forget that they're shopping days again. Singles Day. But yeah, 1111, the loneliest number on earth. And I like every year, I feel like this is always a thing we talk about because it ends up being like, they did $900 billion right. in sales on Singles Day. And so right now it says around 74 billion so far.
Oh, wow. They keep a running tally, like a
yeah.
counter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, another reason it's trending is because the couriers who basically fuel the online shopping economy in China, which is like massive, are threatening to strike and just being paid poorly because capitalism. So, yeah. Yeah.
There are limits, apparently, to how much you can exploit someone's labor while mm-hmm. you sit back and be like, we made $74 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get a little bit of gas money.
Yep. Arlington is trending because it is Veterans Day.
Yeah.
And the president made an appearance.
He showed face, finally.
Yeah, first public appearance since being a loser. Although, not necessarily. Probably the most pathetic story of the day is one that he and his followers are like drawing attention to, but the most pathetic for him is that they're all like celebrating that they finally called Alaska for him.
Yeah, well, you know.
But it's just like so...
Get it where you can.
They every other state that they've called for Biden, they're like, no way, it's a lie. But then when they call a state, it's just, it's the same thing with him in the New York Times, where he's like always very critical of the New York Times, but it's clear that like he just desperately needs their approval. It's like he's critical of the media and they're calling states, but then when they call Alaska, he's like, see, I'm the king of Alaska, and it has more square miles than other states. So basically, I win.
Don't upset the baby, because then I won't be able to just watch my TV show. Just give the baby whatever it wants, so I don't have to do anything about it. And now we have a tyrannical, like, it's just weird. It seems like just a cultural thing we have, too, of being, like, not wanting to teach kids hard lessons sometimes. It's the same thing where you're, like, coddling this infant man rather than just being like, yeah, look, you lost, dude.
Yeah.
Because either way, he's fucking shit up. Like, if whether you tell him now and force him to concede or whatever, he's going to do the same amount of thrashing. All this pausing in between is really what's fucking things up, especially for the transition. If we want some semblance of a new administration to come in and be able to, I don't know, be at the reins during a fucking pandemic.
Yeah.
There's so much shit, but hey, you know.
That's not important when a Republican
baby's gonna cry.
Yeah.
Apparently they fear the crying more than actually correcting the fucking problem, which is the biggest problem we have in this country.
Yeah.
But they'll cry. Those people will cry on that side. But yeah, but you're giving them health care. I know, but then they're gonna be mad though. Yeah, okay, we don't have time for that. I'm sorry. It's not, no one's going to be put on in front of a death panel like they thought back in 2009.
My God. Yeah, Biden's definitely going to bring those back, though. So keep your eye on that guy. Leonardo DiCaprio is trending because it's his 46th birthday, and people were doing meme collections, which made me realize, like, is he the most memed human? Just like when you look at the collection of just classics, like from Django, from the Cheers, the one where he's giving a cheers from The Great Gatsby, a lot of Wolf of Wall Street ones are like, he's very more expressive than I was giving him credit for.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who might, I don't know, he has this place in, I think, people's hearts. So that's why they, you know, they resonate more, because most of the ones that we see are really from like his last couple years of making movies.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you're seeing him playing Arnie from Gilbert Grape or This Boy's Life or something like that. Yeah. It's always like Wall Street, Django, fucking Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
If you had told me,
like, the mainstays.
Yeah. Yeah. The Once Upon a Time in Hollywood when he's like, there I am.
Right.
If you had told me after Gangs of New York that he would be one of our most memed actors, I would have called you a fucking liar, man.
Oh, man.
Because his performance in that, he's just very, like, grumpy. That seems to be his entire character motivation.
This, like, thread of gifts, though, like, the ones that come from his older films are just, like, a little, like, I'm like, what? No, that's not.
That's not a meme.
We don't show that. You only show it from these four movies. That's the only thing that counts.
Yeah, yeah. Anna, as our queen of meme, what is anybody more memed than Leo DiCaprio? Leo DiCaps?
Well, do you mean memed or gift? Because they're different things.
Whatever. Gift, memed. People use gifts for memes.
Yeah.
Meme, I think it's called.
May-may.
I mean, yeah, he's up there. But, you know, we got some heavy hitters like Ariana Grande, Chrissy Teigen, you know. LeBron is up there as well. I cannot give the trophy to Cap at this point.
Yeah.
Leo, I'm sorry. I'm not ready to offer him the most meme celebrity title. Mm-hmm. If you give me 2 weeks, I can do a comprehensive study.
I mean, just kind of looking at the Giphy charts here, you know, he's definitely not making it as much, at least not in 2019. He didn't have a big year. I'll say that. So
no, that makes
I think
sense.
He's having a big year this year, it looks like, you know.
Wow.
Because And I is still sitting strong up top of the charts.
You know, I would also argue Jennifer Lawrence gift a lot. Mm-hmm. Beyonce.
Beyonce,
guys,
for
it's
sure.
it's just
like hard, because then you just start, you can really just name any celebrity and you can think of like nine gifts. You're like Rihanna and you're like, I can think of eight. Yeah. Mariah Carey, I can think of eight. Like, you know,
just. Yeah. Okay.
Also, if you've been on SNL, you've been gift a lot, you know, just a lot of character, funny facial expressions. It's tough.
Yeah, it's tough call. Who's the most meme? But we are going to be keeping our eyes on these counties, and we will get back to you. We'll check in with Queen of Meme, Super Producer Anna Hosnier.
Anna Kornacki at the board.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's trending episode. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, please be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.